Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Morning Extra on Atlanta's Extra 106.3.
Hey, champ.
How you doing, Tug? Good morning.
Man, I'm great. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to talk with us.
No doubt, man. Anytime.
Caring for Others, a great event that you are a part of tomorrow, and it's at the Caring for Others headquarters, 3532 Browns Mill Road, southeast in Atlanta. How'd you get involved with Caring for Others, and what does it mean to you?
Well, you know, Esleen, the leader of this great group of people, she obviously is doing the great work, and a natural fit for me to partner and try to help push that cause. You know, I've always done things in underserved communities throughout my career and post-career, so I've tried to make it a constant to stay engaged with communities and, you know, give back to those who need it the most, and that's what they do, and, you know, I'm just trying to facilitate the process.
I love that. Having purpose in life is so important, because you can have all the money and all the fame and all the glory, and look, with your career, you've had a lot of that, and it's easy to get complacent, but if you don't have purpose, you're not going to have any fulfillment, you're not having any joy in your life, and you see that.
Yeah, well, you know, I got great examples. There's a lot of good stuff out here, and, you know, I think, you know, I don't ever try to pretend I know everything, you know, and I could do everything on my own. So having the right partners is everything, and, you know, being able to be a part of the ultimate team sport, it taught me a lot about, you know, leaning on each other and helping each other to a certain goal. That's really what it's all about.
Indeed it is. Caring for Others tomorrow. They're giving away about 1,500 meals, anything that you might need for the Thanksgiving holiday. Where do people find out more about it?
CaringForOthers.org. You can go to their website, find out more about it, what they're doing now, tomorrow, that event. But they do so much, you know, throughout the year, natural disasters. He's always on the scene, making sure people have what they need.
And I saw on the website, CaringForOthers.org, CaringForOthers.org, that they were working with people who have been displaced with Hurricane Ian, and they're always looking to help out and lend a hand with folks. And it's great that you're willing to go out there tomorrow and lend a hand. Shifting gears a little bit to football, man, Georgia back in the SEC championship. Do you have a prediction there? Do you think Georgia can win the SEC championship, move on into the college football playoff?
Well, as we approached it last year, it didn't matter if we won or lost, right?
That's exactly right.
But I hate to have that bad taste in my mouth for about a month or so while we wait for the playoffs. So I'm predicting we win this one. You know, I feel like we let our foot off the gas a little bit last year. That's a good learning lesson for us. It's hard to win them all, but the way we've been focused and dialed in, I'm looking forward to a big win. But again, I'm not the type to get ahead of myself. We got Kentucky this week. Nothing to lose. Back against the wall. Another SEC East opponent. We got to take care of business this week, but I'm definitely looking forward to December 3rd.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Last weekend, Kentucky lost to Vanderbilt, so they definitely got something to prove. They definitely have their back against the wall.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let's say everything goes our way. Can Georgia repeat as national champions? Because I think that's what all of Dog Nation would like to see.
I believe so. I think it's pretty obvious we're the best team in the country. Definitely the most consistent team in the country. We have the best defense. I don't know a way that we lose. There's so many ways you can lose. I just feel like if we could clean up the turnovers, things would be a lot smoother.
Yeah, no
doubt. That's been our Achilles heel. And we can't do that against better teams, especially when we get in the playoffs.
Talking to Champ Bailey, he is working with Caring for Others. He was at Georgia from 96 to 98, drafted in 99, Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2019, so definitely has a great pedigree in football. So the involvement at Georgia, do you get over there a lot? How involved are you with the program still? Do coaches or players call you to have you involved?
I stay connected. One thing about it is, you know, I'm always available to them. they have a great staff. You know, I have a lot of people on that staff that I played with, you know, that I'm still good friends with. So I'm always connected. I try to make sure that, you know, the kids know I'm visible. I communicate with some guys on social media that are on the team, but just really letting them know I'm here. They don't need me, but at the same time, I know I have value that I could provide. So I'm always trying to keep myself available.
And I think it's important as a Georgia fan myself. I think it's great to see former players involved in the program. You know, the guys that went there and laid the groundwork to, you know, right, be there a part of what's happening now. Is that something in the future? Do you feel like you would ever want to coach or be a part in that, like a coaching staff role there at Georgia? Is that something that interests you at all?
To be clear, no, I don't want to coach. You know, that's a lifestyle I really don't want to be a part of. So I have a lot of respect for the time that they put in. But I feel like, you know, with college players, whether you're a football player or any other of the 20 sports that we have, there's so much more than just the game, right? Most of those kids are not going to go to the pro level and succeed or even get a shot. So, you know, there's so much more that former players can offer. Most of us had great careers and long careers in the pros like myself, and some of us didn't. But we're also all thrust into the business world after 40 or 30 or whatever the age is. Later in life, man, there's so much more to it. So, yes, there will be roles that we can play. I do own a company, Dogs on Demand Media Company, that's all Georgia-based. You know, we cover all 21 sports. So I'll find a way within that company to bring some value to our ecosystem. And it's really about all kids that are coming through and not just football players.
Dogs on Demand, tell me about that. What is it? Is it like an NIL deal?
Right now, it's a social media company. Now, obviously, we're in a position where we can engage in a lot of NIL deals. But what happens is a lot of these companies or players themselves, they want to get exposure. So we have several followers on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. And with those combined, those platforms, it just gives them more visibility. Well, whatever message they're pushing, whether it's a product or whatever it is, but also, you know, we want to provide some type of mentoring as well, or at least facilitate that. We know how important that is. So just, you know, it's in the beginning stages. So just trying to find the right partners. We're here. We're around the school. So it's just trying to, again, bring more value while we're in this ecosystem.
Dogs on Demand is what it's called. Talking to Champ Bailey, Pro Football Hall of Famer and UGA football legend. We're a news station, so I'd be remiss if I didn't ask. There's a lot of former Georgia athletes running for office. Is that anything you would ever consider running for office?
Oh, my God. I don't see it. You know, I never say never, but right now, man, politics is crazy. And I don't know if I want to expose myself to all that drama. You know, right now things are so polarized, you know, you got to figure out where you sit. And we all know being in Georgia, in the South, it couldn't be more divisive. You know, I don't know if I want to take part in that. You know, I do pay attention. I'm aware. You know, I see what Herschel Walker's dealing with and, you know, how this campaign is. It has been crazy, and now he's got another few weeks of it. It's nuts. I don't know if I want any parts of that.
Man, that's understandable for sure. I couldn't imagine ever wanting to put my toe in that water either. The only thing I would consider is something at the really extremely local level, you know, like your county commission, right, or your city council, something that affects your family directly, you know, school boards or whatever. But being on a national level or even a state level, man, I'm with you. I have no interest whatsoever.
Yeah. That seems more likely than, you know, something on a, you know, national level. That being on a local level, I'm already engaged with a lot of local politics anyway. So that would make more sense. But even then, I just don't see it right now.
The Parks and Rec. Maybe I'll get on the Parks and Rec board, you know, because I want to be at the ball field. I love taking care of the ball field. Maybe I just avoid the politics altogether and I'll just go volunteer to take care of the ball fields.
Yeah. So I do donate and spend time with a lot of kids' organizations. So, you know, that's more of my lane. Maybe that's it. But, you know, I don't see, you know, running for mayor or congressman. I just can't imagine that happening.
Shoot, me either. Champ Bailey, he's part of Caring for Others. Caring, the number 4 others.org is the website. They're out tomorrow in Atlanta. 3537 Browns Mill Road Southeast, caringforothers.org. It is helping people who are underprivileged or just need a hand up with food and the basic necessities. So go check them out at caring4others.org. Champ Bailey, man, you're an A-plus individual. Proud that you represented the University of Georgia. Proud of everything you've accomplished. And we wish you nothing but the best, man. God bless you.
I appreciate you. Good talking to you, Chuck.
The Morning Extra, 6 to 9. Every weekday morning on Extra 106.3.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.